KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. ABC News is projecting President Biden and former President Trump will win their party's primaries in Georgia and Mississippi. There's also a primary in Washington and a Republican caucus in Hawaii. And with the projected votes tonight so far, Mr. Biden is now the presumptive Democratic nominee.
President Biden releasing a statement saying he's honored that a broad coalition of Democrats have made him the presumptive party nominee. He tells supporters he thinks Donald Trump is running a campaign of resentment, revenge, and retribution that threatens the nation. And he's asking voters if they are going to defend democracy or let others tear it down.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. The White House says it's sending about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine after finding some cost savings in its contracts. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News. The House is set to vote tomorrow on a bipartisan bill which would ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell the app.
TikTok has drawn criticism from both parties. When lawmakers moved closer to introducing a bill that could lead to the app's ban, the company urged its roughly 170 million users in the U.S. to call their representatives and reject a ban. During a hearing on worldwide threats, FBI Director Christopher Wray says China could have been behind that message.
I think it illustrates why when it comes to the algorithm and the recommendation algorithm and the ability to conduct influence operations, that is extraordinarily difficult to detect.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Frontier Airlines is offering a slate of upgraded seating options, which include the chance to buy a seat that guarantees the middle seat will be empty. It'll be an extra $49 per passenger per flight. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The recall attempt against Wisconsin's most powerful Republican lawmaker has come up short. Organizers of a push to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in 14,000 signatures Monday, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday determined not enough of them come from the district Voss was elected in. Commissioners are asking the state Supreme Court for clarity. Tick season is beginning early this year. The state health department and experts from the University of Wisconsin in Madison began looking for ticks last month. They say that about half of the adult deer ticks they found carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Ticks can become active as soon as temperatures are above 40 degrees and the snow has melted. Experts say that it's too early to say if this year's tick season will be longer than usual or if more ticks will be carriers of Lyme disease compared to other years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. More background on how the Packers running back Aaron Jones ended up signing with the Minnesota Vikings. According to ESPN, the Packers asked Jones and his agent Drew Rosenhaus to take a pay cut down to $6 million a year. When Jones turned down that offer last Friday, the team informed him over the weekend they would be moving on to find his replacement. The best offer Jones then received was $7 million a year from the Vikings. The Packers have re-signed defensive back and kick returner Keyshawn Sean Nixon to a new deal, 3 years worth $18 million. They are also bringing back defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. A year ago, the Packers released defensive lineman Dean Lowry. He signed a two-year deal with Minnesota worth $8.5 million. However, the Vikings released him today. Safety Jonathan Owens has decided to sign with the Chicago Bears. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs under the lights tonight in Mesa, Arizona. The Bucks are in Sacramento against the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and mild. Highs low 60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday. Highs upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday. Highs right around 50 degrees. Currently 57 degrees.
Hey, it's John Mine. On Wednesday, we'll be joined by Kat Kelly from Bay Area Yoga for our small business spotlight. Mino and the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagiwina. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Shujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, a lot going on here in Turtle Island. We're kind of having the residue of the Oscars, and I feel like a good thing, Haley, that we had a lot of things that were brought up nationally, whether it was the singers, the drummers during the Oscars, but also, you know, we see fashion on major magazines across Turtle Island and mainstreaming a lot of our Native designs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just like the more Natives that are in, you know, businesses such as acting or film and music, even that platform just provides such, you know, a space for support and Native action. And I just think, you know, the more Native actors that we have, the more opportunity that there is for other artists such as, you know, fashion designers like the one that we're going to have on today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll introduce her when she gets on. So that's work on the curious approach of sales and have people keep listening and be curious who's going to be on. No,
yeah, you got to keep them surprised.
Right. We'll be surprised if the person makes it. I guess that's a miracle and of our daily show every day.
Hey, you know, the best we can. But, you know, our guest, we've had her on, I think, once before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty big in the Native fashion scene here. And I've seen her designs all over social media this weekend. And I don't know if that's just because the Oscars, but there's been a lot of Vogue stuff going on, a lot of Native fashion shows across Turtle Island. Mm-hmm. I think there's one going on in Las Vegas right now.
Yeah, I think Rise is going on in Las Vegas now. And there's a lot of Natives that are in Las Vegas right now. I know that, and a lot of things going on. Oh, yeah, there was a powwow last night that I was trying to go to, and that looked huge at the at the convention center in Minneapolis.
I haven't been to a powwow out there, and you know, I actually didn't know that was going on either, but pretty good turnout.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of pictures, and I had FOMO because I was working. And I had to work. I was hoping to get out of there around 7:30, so I could just drive over to Minneapolis and join in the festivities. But that didn't happen, you know. So I was working longer, and I just went, oh, you know what? I think I'll just watch this old movie called The Boys in Brazil. And that was a trip. I haven't seen that since 1978. And that was a crazy movie. It was, Google it sometime, Haley, and we'll have a show on it. But it's a crazy World War II in present time, 1978, what was going on. And I won't get into it because it's a rabbit hole. We could end up talking about that movie the whole time. Rest of the show. You know, what do you look at when you buy something when it comes to Native American design?
You know, well, I always have to know who made it.
Yep.
Even though, like, say someone is a business, but, you know, the designer or the person who actually made it might be a different name. So I always just make sure I know the name of that specific artist who made that product that I'm purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I look for? I guess something, I am a big fan of something that I can wear and represent every day.
Mm-hmm.
When I step out into community and I can represent, well, I don't know, maybe like our t-shirts. I think we both probably have a really great t-shirt collection going on. So I know you've got your, Native Roots Trading Post, Purple Rain, t-shirt.
Rain Dancer. Yep.
Yeah, with the fancy shawl, traditional. Yeah, I mean, just a good old t-shirt is something I can walk around and rep every day and rep some of our great organizations and sponsors. Always, I have very, very full on my NACTI t-shirts right now, which makes me very happy. We love NACTI.
I really like what you had to say, and I think that was kind of my point, too, is like whenever you're asking or looking to buy something, who made it? And we can't bring that up enough here on Native Roots Radio, is support our Native designers or Native artists, and ask wherever it is, ask who made this.
Yeah.
You know, who designed this? And that's a huge thing. If they can't tell you, then it's, you know, it's not of Native design. It's appropriated. And we see a lot of that, like, especially when we are at the state fair, we see a lot of Native inspired designs, which means Native stolen designs.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've seen a lot of like the big popular name brands, even just right. Like that you can find at your everyday mall. I want to say, I won't shout out this brand, but they did have some tribal, it looked like an applique design on like a sweatshirt of theirs. And, you know, it's a popular store. It's not Native at all, but, you know, a lot of people shop there every day. And I'm like, there's no way that they got a Native designer to design this one sweatshirt for this big company.
I remember being at some action protest out in the cold, and I asked this lady friend of mine, wow, I really like your jacket. Where'd you get it? And she was like, hey, I'm embarrassed to tell you, it's from one of those big box stores. And I was like, well, it looks really cool, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I see those things on Instagram too, or those vintage stores. I don't know if anyone else gets ads for any of those thrifted kind of old design things that you could find maybe from like a Goodwill or something. But they're very cute. They're stylish, like bomber jackets. And one of them had like the same thing, a Native design, like ribbon going across the whole jacket. And they couldn't tell me where it was from.
Right.
So, you know, that is just a major turnoff, and obviously not going to buy something like that.
Well, and two, again, with our listeners out there, our white allies, and is if you see something at a powwow, earrings or anything, or at a store, because there's stores popping up too all over Turtle Island, of course, ask who made it, but you could definitely can wear them. If they're selling them, you're supporting Native artists, you can buy paintings, t-shirts and things like that to support the Native artists. And I have this story, the reason why we got going at the Dayton's Project with Native Roots Trading Post, Haley, is that you know, I heard so many times we'd have artists in the Twin Cities here that would do big murals and make a lot of money, and then it would dry up. And then the next thing you know, they're selling these awesome paintings for $10 because they need formula or diapers. And it's like, we want that $10 painting's really a $150 painting. And, you know, we want to support you and get that out there. And that was a reasoning behind Native Roots Trading Post, was hiring Native workers and supporting Native artists. And we still try to do that, and we still do that. So just to kind of, you know, when we're talking a little about fashion, if Norma gets on, it's great. But, you know, I really like this conversation, and I don't think we can have this conversation enough, because appropriation is bad for everybody, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Well, good talk there. Hey, one segment down, three to go there, Haley.
Yes.
I'll be asking you in the next segment what you had for lunch. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after the short break.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, before we get going here, looks like our guest has fallen and can't get up and get on the phone. So I just want to bring up a quick thing. Jeff Big Country out there asked if there's any updates on White Earth land transfer. Senate Bill 3480. We'll be updating that Friday with State Senator Mary Kunish, and I don't want to speak out of turn, and she's been going through the legislative process and the last week, and so we'll talk more about that. Thanks for the question, Jeff. And I always want to give a big shout out to one of our big fans, Alice. And Alice writes here, I always buy either directly, and that's capital directly, from the Native artists or from Native owned stores, guaranteeing they buy direct from and support Native artists. There is zero, that's capital zero, excuses for bankrolling racist appropriation. And we do agree, and I'm going to give the applause here because I got the sound effects here on my soundboard, and I don't use it enough. But thanks, Alice. Always good to see you, and thank you so much for listening. One of our big friends. I want to say fans and friends. Can we merge those two words?
Yeah, that works.
Friends.
Yeah. Friends. Love that.
Yeah. So we're talking a little bit about appropriation and things like that. You know, there's artists that you see and like to bring up, and I know you share their stuff, whether it's on Instagram or whether it's on Facebook. There's mm-hmm. a couple of your there's Ho-Chunk artists all over the place. Let's just put it that way.
But yeah,
you wanted to talk a little bit about one.
Yeah, well, this I just wanted to shout out a fellow Ho-Chunk here, you know, because mm-hmm. we're both Ho-Chunk.
Yeah.
This artist is Woodland Thunder, and right. I'm pretty sure his first name is Josiah.
Yep.
But he's Ho-Chunk, which is really cool. But he also makes woodland-inspired jewelry, war clubs, and other crafts inspired by woodland people of the Great Lakes area. And you can find him at Woodland Thunder on Facebook, or his Instagram handle is Woodland_Thunder. And he makes just gorgeous jewelry. It's metalworking. He does all of it himself, I don't know exactly what goes into metalworking, but he does all of that. And, you know, I can imagine it with just the amount of time that it takes to make these. They're gorgeous. He makes silver or gold designed ones. He uses antique beads in some of them. And you can find a lot of his stuff. He puts them on Etsy. Again, this is Woodland mm-hmm. Thunder, and really beautiful.
Hey, and I know too, a friend of ours, Danielle, she has his bracelets, and I think they're applique, and she wears them whenever she is dressing up, and I want to get a pair of those.
Yeah.
Either that or a tattoo. I can't.
Get both.
Hey, Christmas is coming. Or wait, my birthday. Is my birthday coming? What month is it? Yes, my birthday's coming. We still have to go to Grola here real soon.
Oh, you haven't used your gift card that I got you last year for your birthday?
Right. Well, I've been waiting for you to ask me to go to Grola so I can go.
I know. We'll have to wait for their patio. Their patio to open up, which is really beautiful. We live La Grola out there in St. Paul.
Yeah, we had a show, our friend... just mentioned, did you guys check out the Pharrell Williams fashion show with the Louis Vuitton Native American inspired fashion show?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that, and it was like the original cowboys and the Native Americans were like in the background, and it was really kind of a weird deal. Again, our friend Pharrell, which I love his music, and he had that headdress on a few years ago and got a lot of pushback, and now he's putting natives in the corner. And, you know, you don't put baby in the corner and you don't put natives in the corner, Haley.
Yeah, no, good points. And too, just talking about Pharrell, the magazine cover of him in that headdress, I can't remember which Title magazine that was, but that was so shocking. Oh, yeah, no, that was horrible. Very strange to see that. And just kind of going off to, like, we're talking about the fashion show in New York, we had Norma Baker Flying Horse on that episode with us talking about that, who, you know, Norma's goes by Red Berry Woman. That is her fashion design. And was hoping to get her on today. I was hoping to kind of pick her brain about her Oscar experience and designing for some of our Native artists that were attending the Oscars.
Yeah. We can do that, and we can do that again. We have our friend that works for New Native Theater. We'd love to have her on again too. I was just at the place where I get some of our stuff printed, and we're working on a scarf collection with her design, and we're really excited to be partnering with her, especially with you know, we're starting to get ready for the big powwow, and then the state fair, and then maybe Mankato, and so it's, we don't want to do it last minute, but you know, we probably will, but
Yeah, well, you know, May is coming up, and that is American Indian Month here. And is that just in the state of Minnesota, or is that across the whole Turtle Island?
I, you know what? I'm confused. I think it's nationally, and then Minnesota is November.
Okay. That sounds right.
Goes. Yeah. You know what? I do have a calendar of events here. And you know, when we sold and gave out calendars the first year at Native Roots Trading Post, I made sure that I had my birthday in there.
Oh, wow.
But we had all these things that we should probably do a calendar again, because that got a lot of good vibes and had all the special dates of Native American. But yeah, I'll have to look that up and bring that up on another show, because maybe we can talk a little bit about what's coming up next. I know our friends listening, our relatives out there all over Turtle Island are going, well, they usually have guests. What are they rambling about here today? But we're keeping the boat afloat there, Haley, for future guests. And we have a future guest coming on in another segment.
Absolutely. Well, Kristen Spargo was on with us last week, and we kind of kicked off some of our Native American COVID-19 stories that they recorded here in the Twin Cities. And they're just really great short stories. I think they're just around 6 minutes long, but they're well produced, and they have a whole script, and they've got voice actors, and they kind of just based it off of a life experience of someone in our community. And I think a lot of people can relate to this when we talk about COVID and vaccines and just the fears of what goes on around that. And I think just hopefully someone can relate to this, and maybe it'll bring a little bit of peace to their mind about the vaccines.
Yeah. And it's a good switcher upper too. Nobody likes to just hear us blab, and sometimes, you know, bringing in musicians and bringing in little short stories like this is good medicine.
Always good medicine. But yeah, so Kristen will be on with us, and we'll dive right into those short stories.
Yeah. So we got a couple more minutes. Anybody else want to mention anything here? We are always on Facebook Live and YouTube, and we have our regulars and some people chiming in. And we'd love to give you a shout out. Just give us, type in something, and we can repeat it like an echo.
Yeah.
Which, have you been able to see that graphic, that Marvel comic?
The TV series.
Yeah. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't started it, but I know like everyone has. I just, you know, it's something I haven't been able to sit down and watch like a full movie or get through a TV series in the longest time. So
yeah, well,
just doing too much, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Or you end up like me where you're watching something and next thing you know, it's 4 a.m.
Oh, and you
fall asleep watching it, I guess, is the old man on the couch kind of routine. But
yeah, that's such an elder thing to do.
Well, and Wendy, God bless her, she gets going at that time. So she's very tired around 9 or 10. And then next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. and she's watching her baking show. She's watching Netflix and she can't go to sleep. So everybody's a little different on that. And I know I've started to fall into the elder thing where I'm watching something and it's like next thing you know. And the worst thing too, Haley, Wendy can attest to this, is like when I'm laying in bed, TikToking, and next thing you know, 3 hours later, it's repeating the same TikTok over and over again. And the cat's meowing, wondering what the heck I'm doing, if I'm still alive. And
yes. And you're just sleeping there with your TikTok on loop. Just one, giving them all the views.
Yeah. And with my glasses still on, so.
Yeah. Well, I want to quickly just shout out Norma, since she wasn't able to join us. But you can learn more about Norma Flying Horse, Redberry Woman, at redberrywoman.com.
Right on. Hey, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Who do we have up next?
Kristen Spargo.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short message. Ho-wah.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
Life can be hectic. Sometimes the pressure can feel like too much, and the emotions can be overwhelming. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223. For no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. ABC News is projecting President Biden and former President Trump will win their party's primaries in Georgia and Mississippi. There's also a primary in Washington and a Republican caucus in Hawaii. And with the projected votes tonight so far, Mr. Biden is now the presumptive Democratic nominee.
President Biden releasing a statement saying he's honored that a broad coalition of Democrats have made him the presumptive party nominee. He tells supporters he thinks Donald Trump is running a campaign of resentment, revenge, and retribution that threatens the nation. And he's asking voters if they are going to defend democracy or let others tear it down.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. The White House says it's sending about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine after finding some cost savings in its contracts. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are firing two members of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. Dana Wachs and John Miller went down on a floor vote Tuesday over their opposition to diversity cuts. Democrats say they're frustrated by the partisanship.
The only thing that these individuals have done wrong to have their appointments denied is that they do not share the Republican Party's ideology.
Senator LaTanya Johnson. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up a case that banned absentee ballot drop boxes across the state. Those drop boxes came under heavy scrutiny by Republicans following the 2020 presidential election. A judge ruled the drop boxes illegal in the summer of 2020. The court announced Tuesday that they will take up the case and oral arguments are set for May 13th. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and mild, highs low 60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday, highs upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday, highs right around 50 degrees. It's 55 right now.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I am Ricky Bedlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio right here.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okizi, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
We just had a little Lynyrd Skynyrd there, a bumper.
Love them.
Yeah, that definitely. Hey, we are having a repeat, but not a repeat, but a repeat guest here. Kristen Spargo, good to see you again, and thank you for stopping in.
Good to see you.
Right on.
Nice to be here.
Right on, right on. Hey, we want to play a couple more of your produced stories, short stories, and I wonder for people that weren't listening, if you could just give a setup and then we'll play the first one.
Sure. So I'm working with a Salamo Partnership for Health and Wellness and the Federally Qualified Urban Health Networks to create a series of radio stories about COVID-19 and vaccination. We met with community leaders in the Native American, Somali, and Latin American communities to learn what were the issues in their communities around COVID-19 and specifically around vaccination. And then we met with family members in the different communities to come up with stories, real stories from the community of the lived experiences around COVID-19 and vaccination, and then created these radio stories to inform the Native American community around the importance of vaccination.
They're done so well, too, and I'm an old schooler when it comes to radio. I used to listen to the old 30s and 40s kind of playback. The theater of the mind is radio, and I like to bring that up. So why don't you – do you know which one we're going to play first?
This will be Tony's, I believe, Tony's Community.
Mm-hmm. So do you have anything to add before we play it?
No, I think that they really stand alone and speak for themselves. I think that Tony's story is one of my particular favorites, as they really brought the character to life. And when you talk about the old, you know, radio school, the stories and the music and the background is really fun, I think, in this one particularly.
Well, without any further ado, and you didn't know I spoke French, did you, Haley? We will go to the first one. Let's take a listen.
The content of the story you're about to hear is based on lived experiences of members of our community. It provides current information about the COVID-19 vaccines. See your doctor about your medical care and about getting the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
Tony is a 60-year-old member of our Native American community. Tony has always worked, but suddenly lost his job during the COVID pandemic. As a result, Tony had been facing housing insecurity for the past 2 years and was struggling with feelings of isolation and depression. Donovan Olson, his case manager, recently found him permanent housing. Tony reflects on his experiences with his case manager.
That's it, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm liking my new home very much. I'm grateful that I have a place now to call home.
I'm glad to hear this.
During these past 2 years, I got very depressed for a while. I had the feeling that no one was looking out for me.
Tony, you're a survivor. You are resilient. Now that you're settled, what other things do you want to do?
Well, I'm paying attention to my sugar and my diabetes, and I feel good. But the doctor told me my kidneys are not working all that well, that I might be getting into kidney failure, and in the future I might need dialysis. He said it's because my diabetes is out of control.
Dang, I'm sorry to hear that. But now you're in a better place to control your sugars. I don't know if you've heard that there's a new COVID vaccine available. You can get it at the clinic when you go for your checkup.
I'm not sure the vaccine is good for me now.
Tony, what worries you about this vaccine?
Well, you know, I got the 3 basic COVID vaccines. And when I got the virus, I was not very sick.
I remember that.
I've heard so many things about how COVID-19 can affect you. I have been watching news stories about this virus. And to be honest, it scares me. So I was worrying that if I get COVID-19 again, I could get really sick, be in the hospital, and maybe not return home because I have kidney failure.
I understand your concerns, Tony. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is advising everyone, not just people with chronic conditions like you, but men, women, pregnant and breastfeeding women, elders and children over 6 months old, to get the updated fall 2023 COVID vaccine so they don't get deathly ill. Most people only need one shot, whether they have gotten vaccines previously or not.
I am also worried about vaccine side effects because of my diabetes and kidney problems. I seriously am concerned that if I get the vaccine, it could damage my kidneys, and then where would I be? In the hospital? And maybe on dialysis?
Good questions. Why don't I give you some information and make a clinic appointment so you can talk to your doctor about it?
Tony's case manager brings him brochures with information and helps him get an appointment with his regular doctor at the clinic, someone who Tony trusts. In the past, Tony has felt respected and valued at the clinic.
Nice to see you, Tony. How have you been?
I have permanent housing now.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
My diabetes is doing good since I moved into the house. I've been paying attention to my diet and taking my medicine. My sugars have been much better this last week.
Terrific. Keep that up. Let's draw your blood. And while we're waiting on the test results, we have the new yearly COVID-19 vaccine available. Would you like to get it today?
I'm not too sure this new vaccine is going to be good for me now that I might be getting kidney failure. I'm afraid it might affect my kidneys even more. I can't take that risk.
I'm glad you're sharing your concerns with me. Can you tell me if you are also concerned about getting COVID?
I am also worried that I might get really sick, be in the hospital, and not get out alive.
Which are you worried about more?
That's the thing. I am worried about both.
Tony, we've known each other for a long time. You know that I care about you, and I don't lie to you. I always tell you how I see and understand things, and then let you decide what you want to do.
Right.
As your doctor, I am much more worried about the COVID infection making you sick than the vaccine making you sick. People like you with diabetes and diabetic kidney disease have many more problems with COVID than with the vaccine. In fact, we've not seen people's kidney function get worse with the vaccine.
True?
Yeah, true.
Okay. As long as this yearly vaccine can help me keep out of the hospital and won't harm my kidneys, I will get it.
Tony rolls up his sleeve and gets the updated COVID shot at the clinic. He walks home reassured by what his doctor has shared with him about the vaccine and how it will protect him and not harm his kidneys. Tony participates in a powwow for the first time in many years. He is very happy to see his community gathered again, celebrating our traditions.
We are a resilient community. We are also resilient against this COVID-19 pandemic that has been affecting so many relatives in our community. We discovered that COVID-19 vaccines can protect our children, our people, and our elders. We should make yearly COVID-19 shots a part of our cultural values and new traditions. Everyone needs a vaccine. If you are still unsure about it, get more information at your clinic with your doctor.
Tony cheers the MC for addressing an important new tradition, one that he will continue to embrace to protect himself and others.
The creation of this story is a collaboration between the Federally Qualified Urban Health Network, Minnesota Department of Health, and Salamo Partnership for Health and Wellness, with funding from the Minnesota Department of Health COVID-19 Community Engagement and Diverse Media Grant. The content of the story you're about to hear is based on lived experiences of members of...
Yeah, that was awesome. That is a really good point, and the story is really good, too. And it's hard when it comes to vaccines, and especially in the beginning, what you can and can't do and who can take the vaccine and all the misinformation out there that was swirling around. So it's great to have a story like this, Kristen.
I think so too. And one of the things that I think was really powerful about the team that we had is that we had a physician, a longtime, recently retired physician, Dr. Kathleen Colhane Para, on the team. And so she really brought that medical provider perspective. And so when the provider in the story is asking whether you're more concerned about getting COVID or you're more concerned about the vaccine, really digging into that conversation that a doctor might have with their patient. And so I just really thought this one was particularly well done really told a powerful story that had a lot of different parts that were really relevant to community members. And I love the end and the emphasis on, you know, wanting to gather with community safely and to do, participate in cultural traditions.
Yeah.
The content of this.
I agree. And it's amazing, too, that we as a society have amnesia, too. So we need to be reminded with fun messages like this.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, the message around getting the COVID vaccine annually, that it's really going to turn into an annual vaccine that you'll want to get year after year, like the annual flu shot, is an important message that comes through in this story in particular.
Right. And, what's interesting, too, I've had the flu shot probably the last 10 years. And my wife, who at the time was a MTM pharmacist at the University of Minnesota, told me, she said that, you know, because I'm going, well, you know, I had all these weird excuses. And she says, it's about building up resistance. It's not about so much the flu that's coming up that season, it's building up resistance, and I can buy into that. And I believe COVID is the same thing. These vaccines, things changing every few cycles, and we want to build up resistance and protect our elders.
Right, exactly.
I think too, just like showing what housing can do for someone. Like we were talking, Tony said he was houseless, and it wasn't until he had stable housing where his diabetes and his numbers were starting to get controlled. And then once the numbers were controlled, he was able to participate in a powwow, which, you know, he hadn't been able to do in years. And I think just, you know, taking care of each other and taking care of our health, like we can really, just by doing that individually, come together and heal our community that way too.
Wow, what great point. Mm-hmm. What a great point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we got a couple more minutes here. That is a big thing too with our relatives all over Turtle Island is the homelessness thing. And and so a really good point, Haley.
Thank you. Yeah, and we'll hear too in our next story here in the next segment of a mother with children who have chronic illnesses, and we'll hear her story about getting the vaccine.
Hey, we're here with Kristen Sparso, and Take Flight LLC is her production company, and we're listening to some nice little stories about COVID and having a happy ending, and it's great. We're really happy to have you on here, so let's take a quick break, and we'll intro the next one and call it a show. Ho-wa! You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Wick.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. All My Relations Arts presents Okizi. Okizi means to heal, and the exhibition highlights the healing power of cultural revitalization for Native communities. Okizi showcases prints, mixed media, textiles, beadwork, digital collage, and glass sculptures by Native American and Sami artists. It explores Indigenous communities' active healing efforts through language revitalization, land back movements, and embracing traditional knowledge. Visit All My Relations Arts to experience Okizi through April 13th. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
All right. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we are playing back a few awesome little short stories, and we have Kristen Sparso on with us, Take Flight LLC. Anything else you want to do set up this one?
No, I think the only one that this speaks to me on this one is how much parents and protecting their children and making decisions around the safety of their children, whether it's, you know, concern about COVID or the decision whether or not to vaccinate. I think that was a hard decision for many parents, because you want to do best by your children and you're receiving a lot of different information. So I think it's a, you know, kind of a universal parental struggle of trying to make those decisions on behalf of your kids' health.
Well, hey, anything from you, Haley, before we take a listen?
Nope. I just want to remind everyone the importance of our next generations and why it is so important to keep our young ones healthy.
Let's take a listen.
The content of the story you're about to hear is based on lived experiences of members of our community. It provides current information about the COVID-19 vaccines. See your doctor about your medical care and about getting the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
Morgan, doctors are urging people to not only get this updated vaccine,
they also... I don't know. I don't understand anything they asked me to do.
Honey, calm down and let me see if I can help you.
Why can't we go to school or do the things we used to do?
Honey, I'm as frustrated as you are. But honey, remember, we have a pandemic. I'm very scared to go outside because of COVID.
I hate COVID.
Lillian is a single mother of two, trying her best to help her daughter with her schoolwork during the pandemic. Her son and daughter, like many other children, struggle to follow online homework assignments. Money is tight. A deep sense of isolation invades their lives. In a world turned upside down by COVID-19, Lillian grapples with the decision to get vaccinated against COVID.
Alicia, thank you for calling. Oh, well, it's been tough to be cooped up at home with the kiddos and no job.
Have you considered getting the COVID vaccine?
Well, I'm not sure what to do. I'm concerned the vaccine will wipe out my immune system. I worried that I wouldn't be able to fight any diseases or sicknesses when I get sick. I'm also concerned about the effects of the vaccine. You know I have diabetes, so that's also a concern of mine.
I see. Perhaps you should talk to a doctor about it and ask questions. I know a doctor at the clinic, and I'm sure that you'll feel comfortable talking to. I can give you her information if you would like.
That's good. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Following her friend's recommendation, Lillian makes an appointment with a doctor at the clinic and decides to open up about her concerns with the vaccine and her healthcare needs.
Lillian, I understand you're concerned about the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, I've heard many things, and I'm not sure, you know, if I should get it. I have diabetes, and my children both have asthma. The last thing I want is for me or my children to get sick with the virus.
Our doctors have all received the vaccine with minor side effects. Even elders who have very weak immune system. Children, pregnant, breastfeeding women have taken a shot to be protected against this virus.
I've heard that no studies have been done to prove the vaccine is effective.
The vaccine has been approved for emergency use through a rigorous process. Some studies were done before they started giving the vaccine, which showed the vaccine was safe and helpful. They released it as soon as they could, under emergency approval because so many people were dying in the pandemic.
They did?
Yes, and since then, they have been following millions of people after they received the vaccines. These studies are showing how the vaccine protects people from getting very sick with COVID, from being hospitalized, or even from dying with this virus. It has been effective at protecting those who are especially vulnerable in our community, such as our elders. I am a bit concerned about your diabetes, as it seems to be on the high side since your last checkup with another doctor.
Yeah, I'm concerned too.
Diabetes is an underlying condition that can make you vulnerable from getting seriously ill with COVID. If you get it, you become very sick.
I'm concerned about getting so sick, you know. Then I wouldn't be able to care for my children. What if I'm hospitalized? I'm a single mom, and my kids will probably end up in foster care if I was to die.
And those are understandable concerns, Lillian. You know that COVID has hit our community hard, but I also learned that when people were vaccinated like our elders, they actually improved their life expectancy. COVID is not going away anytime soon. The best we could do is protect each other with the vaccine.
I want to feel normal again and go around and interact with other people. You know, I want to be safe around people again.
The vaccine will protect you and your children.
I hear you. I promise I'll think about it, Doctor.
Of course. There is a lot to think about, Lillian. I want you to make your best decision. Take some time to think of what we talked about today. You know the vaccine is available now in the pharmacies, and you can easily get it when you're ready.
Lillian left the doctor's office feeling much more reassured. She felt she could trust her doctor and thought through all the information that they had talked about. She began to feel that getting the shot was the best way to protect her own children and others she so deeply loved.
Lillian.
That's me.
Lillian is now at the pharmacy with their daughter and son, ready to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated.
I'm doing this for my children. I want to be there for them. I'm getting vaccinated to protect my kids, and I also want them to be protected.
Despite some family backlash, Lillian is certain that she has made the right decision. It is now 2023, and Lillian is talking with her children at the doctor's office.
Kids, we're here to get the fall 2023 COVID vaccine.
Aren't we done with COVID?
Nope. COVID is not done with us. Too many of our people are still getting sick, still going to the hospital, and even dying. The virus keeps changing, so the vaccine has to keep changing.
But Mom, I'm too young to have to get another shot.
No, you're not too young.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.